You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, we're talking with Simonida Rajkovic. She's talking to us from Belgrade. Simonida, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Oh, thank you, Brainerd. Thank you very much for calling me. Yeah.
How is it in Belgrade now? We're talking still right in the middle of the pandemic. It's September 17th in 2020. How is it there in terms of activity?
Yeah, I'm very sorry. I had to reschedule our first meeting, our first call, because there was something wrong with my internet. We were supposed to talk in March or was it April? I cannot really remember. But yeah, then we were in the lockdown, and now we are like walking and like feeling freely, but it's not really the truth. Actually, people are really afraid, a bit hectic. The school year has started. Everybody has to go to their usual jobs and their usual routines, but I'm not sure the people are feeling as usual.
And what are you working on in your studio now? I know you're talking from your studio. What's happening in your studio? What are you working on?
Yeah. I just finished the exhibition, which I had in Cultural Center of Belgrade. It was supposed to be on the 2nd of April, but due to pandemic and we were on the lockdown, it couldn't happen then. So it happened in August. And in the like a year before this time, I made plans for another exhibition, which was supposed to be in October on the 13th, so I'm now working on that.
So let's talk about the exhibit that just went up. Tell us a little bit about that. I've seen some of that's on your website, correct? So people can learn more about it. But tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was a combination of really huge objects and five paintings. It was called Fake Pain. And it's too complicated to talk about like the real meanings of the context of the exhibition. But we can say like it was about my exhibition before that was only paintings. And I did something with these paintings. I was trying to somehow explain some social phenomena, meaning like social passivity, like a person in a social context who is like only feeling the pressure and being passive through like something like a victimization of the person in today's society. And then I turned the page and did some objects on CNC machine. It was made in 3D, like it was like very huge hands of Bruce Lee from the movie. I'm sure you saw it and your audience has seen it. It's a movie, Enter the Dragon. And it's a very specific pose where Bruce Lee have his hands in front of him. So he's not actually beating anyone, but he's somehow in some defensive position. So the whole exhibition had this feeling of, so when I finished these paintings, it was about the passivity, and these topics were about changing your state through not being passive, but being in the state of action. So if you are a victim, whomever is making you a victim, this phase in your mind in which you're starting to take action. So that's the story in short.
Okay, that's very interesting. I'd like to explore that story a little more. Yeah, the hands of Bruce Lee, which...
Yeah.
You know, viewers will see the image and will recognize it, but it looks like it's almost like he's grabbing the air. It's a defensive posture, but it's also a posture of open hands, you know, that anything can happen with. Obviously, legs.
Yeah, that's right. It's really open for Yeah.
But when you talk about fake pain and victimization, is it possible to give an example of that so we can walk through that? Because the pain, there's images in there of what looks like Saint Sebastian, a kind of martyr
yes.
filled with arrows. Can you tell me a little bit about that image and how that relates to fake pain or that idea, even tying it into Bruce Lee, if you want?
The idea was to take some images that people can easily recognize, so they are iconic. And at the same time, I made them, of course, in my own way, but the idea was not to have a hard time to recognize the image, but at the same time, because I made it in like frames, so I framed the images that we already know, and the idea was about maybe, for example, one point of view can be like maybe taken from a religious iconography or whatever, in which we were like told what pain is.
So. In a sense, that painting, because also the arms of that painting, or one of the arms is red. How does that relate to Bruce Lee? I mean, you know, it's a beautiful figure. There's arrows in it, but there's also this kind of red band that runs through it.
Okay, yeah. Well, you can say it's a digital scars or whatever. It's maybe a New Age or modern scar, because it was made like from styrodur. Do you know the material? So
yeah,
you put layers over at the other. So I make the same layers with the paint. So at the end, it formed kind of a digital wounds or whatever.
And let's talk about another one of the paintings. There's several in here, and there's a wonderful way that, you know, we'll have a link here in the interview so people can actually look through the exhibit.
Okay, great.
Virtually. But perhaps we could go to another painting. Some of them have an arm in it that looks almost like Bruce Lee reaching out. I think that's called Fake Pain 5. Yeah, do you want to talk a little bit about that one? Because in all of these, there's, or not all of them, but in some of them, there's a lot of red, which, you know, I'm not sure exactly what that symbolizes, but also they're quite abstract as well as having figurative elements. So it seems that there's a kind of a story in there.
Yeah, my art is mostly narrative. So, yeah, you're totally right that there is a story in there. It's a very long story, not very suitable for this situation, maybe. Yeah, but choosing the red, it was somehow the obvious choice for connecting the whole palette through the. So we have pink, and we have like baby pink or baby like, I don't know what's the word in English, but it's like on the hands, on the object, and then you have all of these almost fluorescent colors, and then the red was like it just came in, like it was a normal choice for that kind of palette which I used.
And so the whole show together, you know, and this is really a pandemic show, right? How was it received? What happened? Were people looking at this online? Did people come to the show? This is a 2020 exhibition we're talking about. So how did that play out?
Well, people from the gallery told me that it was really, like, good for them. They were really satisfied. People were coming in. Of course, I wasn't aware because I wasn't there. But, yeah, they are counting or something. Like, there was, like, 2,000 people maybe during these 20 days. So I think it was good, yeah.
And did you hear back from any people? I mean, it seems like very exciting exhibit to come in and see those arms reaching towards you, Bruce Lee's arms. Was there any feedback on it? Because it seems to have a social message, right? It's how we, in some degree, how we experience pain.
Well,
and
the Belgrade media loved it because there was nothing going on in that period, I think. So it was really, I'm not sure if they really loved it or not, but it seemed like that. Not many people reached out because I think people are so much in their heads right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And so what's happening next? What are you working on next? What will be the next exhibition?
It's like big formats of bamboo paper, which I'm working with for the first time. And I rarely worked on paper. I only had one exhibition on which I worked on paper. So it's not my common like material on which I'm used to work. And it's something like a mix of a cartoon or like illustration, but connecting with like the real painter's routine, if you can imagine it. So imagine a small drawing in color, and then you make it really huge. So you have this kind of feel. It's really fresh in a way, and in a way it's like a painting at the same time.
And can you describe that a little more? So what would that look like? That's the size, perhaps? Maybe just go into
that. Yeah, it's like 2 meters and 30 centimeters long, and it's 1 meter and 30 centimeters in height. So it's all the same format. It will be 7 pieces altogether, and it is connected to this former exhibition, Fake Pain. It's called The Arrows. Or arrows, I'm not sure if I need the. And it's also very narrative, and it will take this story a bit further into the violence. So now I'm stepping into my narrative, into the story of violence and some gender issues about the victimization and violence at the same time. So we have like Bruce Lee again on 2 of these formats. You cannot really see his face. It's only hands with nunchucks. Do you know nunchucks? He's using only these kind of weapons, which are like maybe strange for younger generations, but we all know nunchucks. And other things are involving boxers' hands and guns.
Very good. And when will that open up?
It will open up on the 13th of October.
Well, that's very exciting. And
it's really exciting. And I'm really like grabbing the last things I can do right now.
And so what are the last things? There'll be paintings, there'll be sculpture again. Are there other elements?
No. It's only these, like, drawings, paintings. I cannot really tell you what it is. It's made, like, with acrylic colors on paper. So it's something in between, like, a mixture of a drawing and a painting.
Very good. And so that's exciting, and glad to hear that. I want to ask you one more question, which is, what are you reading at the moment? I'm always curious what everybody.
Well, actually, I'm reading again The Bell Jar from Sylvia Plath, because I have to send it to my colleague and friend Manja Ristić, who is working with me for years. She's a musician, and she made her MA in London years ago on the Royal Academy of Arts there, and like we are collaborating for years. She's making audio pieces for my exhibitions, or other way around. Maybe sometimes I make something for her audio pieces. So Now I'm reading that and sending her like the lines, which she will use in her audio work for this exhibition.
Well, thank you so much for that. That sounds very interesting. And thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you very much. I'm really glad to meet you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.